The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I'm getting ready to take a trip, which means I'm packing a suitcase. As kids, we played a hand clap game. Grandmother packed a suitcase, where each time around the refrain, the next player added a new item with a new letter of the alphabet, until the 26th time around when we all sang out something like, Grandmother packed her suitcase, and in it she put zeros, a yak, xylophones, wishes, a vase, an umbrella, tax forms, sugar, roses, quicksand, popcorn, an owl, nectarines, a music box, letters, a kite, a jump rope, an igloo, a hurricane, a goose, a flag, eggs, dog food, cat food, bananas, and an apricot. I used to pack like Grandma, but I've come to believe in traveling light. There's a book I used to read to my kids, A Visit to William Blake's Inn by Nancy Willard, where the young traveler refers to his suitcases as his fondest hopes. Suitcases often do get stuffed with whatever we might need for whatever we hope might happen on a trip. You can lighten the bags a lot by keeping your hopes in your heart and your eyes open while you travel. I like to buy things when I get there rather than shop before I go, especially if the place I'm going to is poor. Spending in the markets helps local economies, and it's good to get by on what the locals do. Here's what goes in my suitcase when I'm going on a trip. Hygiene accessories, minimal. Enough to ensure that I'm not offensive to myself or others. 2 days' clothing. Don't you always find that when you travel, you always end up wearing the same one or two things all the time? You can leave the rest at home if you can figure out what they are ahead of time. They're undoubtedly lightweight and can be washed out and dried overnight. Boredom preventers. Something to do with yourself when you don't know what else to do with yourself, so you don't start blaming the place you're in or your companions when you feel ill at ease. My two most reliable boredom preventers are a sketchbook and yarn and needles to knit a pair of socks. The sketchbook, because I don't really draw, so there's no expectation that I would draw things that look like the things I'm trying to draw. You can pull a sketchbook out anywhere. When you try to draw your surroundings, you relate to them, and when your drawings are really bad, people who look at them lose interest immediately and leave you alone. It's also a true fact that when you look back at the drawings, they'll remind you of the trip a lot. And that'll make you like them. As for the socks, I can knit while I'm looking around, having a conversation, or thinking about something else, and who can't use a nice pair of socks? The last thing I always add is a hefty amount of my world-renowned homemade granola. It's a great impromptu gift and doubles as a starvation preventer in a crisis. So that's it. Minimal hygiene accessories, 2 days' clothing, boredom preventers, and granola. They barely take up a corner of the suitcase. You can get a smaller suitcase, or you can just leave the suitcase sitting open in a corner of the room for a couple of days, and by the time you leave, it will be gloriously stuffed with hopes. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.